Hello and welcome to the Access Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Vin Misana. We're filming live once again from Pro Game Athletics in Bayshore, New York. Special thanks to State Farm Ken Courtright Agency for making this possible this fall. This is our fifth week here, and I am pleased to be joined by our special guest this week, Ty Acker. Ty is a senior at Sachem East High School, and he's a George Washington commit. So, Ty, let's start off. This year is coming to an end, the 2020 baseball season, obviously one like no other. But how would you evaluate your performance this summer?
Well, you know, I think with all the circumstances, you know, the quarantine and everything, it was definitely a great summer playing with East Coast Lumberjacks. We were Alabama, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, everywhere playing. So, you know, it was great getting out there, facing the best competition. I think I did really well, you know, definitely faced the best pitching and hit really well, fielded really well.
Mm-hmm. And East Coast Lumberjacks, you know, one of the premier organizations definitely in the region. Can you give our audience a little insight on some of the top performers from the team this year?
Yeah, well, you know, TJ Wachter, Roman Kimball, Rob Menino, those like the top three guys. You know, they're down in South Carolina right now.
Roman, just on that note, Rob just committed to Purdue today, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so that is breaking news right there. Rob, I forget what high school he's not a Long Island guy, though.
He's in New Jersey. He goes to Colts Neck. But Now they're all at P27 right now in South Carolina.
Yeah, so TJ was a Long Island guy, started at Shoreham Wading River, transferred to the Stony Brook School, now down to P27, and one of the top offensive players in the class by far. I mean, what is it like, you know, watching him step up to the plate every game?
I mean, TJ's, you know, he's not one of those guys just all or nothing. He's hitting doubles, singles, home runs. He's hitting everything. He's just an all-around real hitter.
And physically imposing.
Definitely. I mean, 6'7", huge guy, cannon, just overall a beast.
And then Roman Kimball, you mentioned. We did an interview with him early on during the 2020 season. But for those that don't know, Notre Dame commit. He's from upstate but transferred down to P27. And, I mean, I follow along with Perfect Game, his performances, Perfect Baseball, when they post videos of him. But, I mean, it's definitely different being on the field. I mean, when you have an electric arm like that, do you guys just feel like you have a chance to win every game?
I mean, of course. He's 5'8", 160. It's insane. He steps on the mound. He's just got that presence that, you know, we're going to win the game. He's commanding. He's just got that mentality on the mound.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned all the trips that you did this year. Which one, now looking back on it, would you think most fondly about?
Georgia, for sure. I mean, playing Team Elite, going out there, you know, facing those guys like Brady House, like top guys in the country, LSU commits, Vanderbilt, everything, and, you know, went out, beat them 7-0. It was insane. It was a great game.
And this is the stuff you probably dream about, you know, when you're in eighth and ninth grade. You read about, you know, kids committing to Division I schools, and now you're here. Is it everything that you anticipated, you know, the summer going into your senior year?
I mean, definitely. It was definitely my favorite summer I've ever played of travel baseball, you know. Lumberjacks, it's like a family there, you know. I was my first year playing. I've never played with these guys, and they've played together for a few years. But once I joined, it felt like I was a part of the family, and every game, we're just all together in it to win.
Mm-hmm. And now you're on a team of a lot of other Division I commits, and you are as well, George Washington. Can you tell our audience a little bit about how that process came to be and why you made your selection that you did?
Yeah, I mean, before the quarantine, you know, I was talking to a couple different schools, going to different camps, but quarantine hit and Pem, you know, he's the man. He got me set up with George Washington, had a couple phone calls, sent him a lot of in-game video, BP rounds. Every day I was really sending him video and took a visit down there. Loved, academics were great. In the middle of D.C., couldn't want anything better than that. And the baseball facilities and the field was phenomenal, along with Coach Richie, the head coach there, who was playing the Giants organization and was the hitting coach for the Pirates. So it was definitely a no-brainer.
Yeah, and they got a couple Long Island guys, Harrison Cohen from Cold Spring Harbor, and obviously Logan Koester. Our audience probably remembers him from Chaminade days, winning the Catholic League Championship last year. And you mentioned the videos, the importance of that this year, now more than ever. I mean, technology's always been important, but during the quarantine, you know, that's all you had. So, yeah. I mean, and I feel like, you know, you were probably the face of that movement, because every day I was seeing Pembroke post videos of you. So, I mean, if you had to say how important the use of social media and technology was during this year, you know, how would you sum it up?
I mean, it's everything right now. I mean, everyone's always on their phones, they're looking. And huge shout out to my dad and Coach Pembroke for going out every day and taking video for me, and Pem posting it all the time. So without them, I wouldn't have wouldn't be able to be where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. And we can't forget about your high school, obviously, Sachem East. Going into the 2020 season, I mean, they were as dangerous as can be. You know, Don Willie went on to graduate, but he was as good of a defensive catcher as there is, and probably the only team that has two Division I catchers, two Division I caliber catchers, was you guys. I mean, Ryan Michelli, not to be forgotten. Now he's at Stony Brook. So let's start with them too. I mean, that's got to be a strange feeling, having two guys behind the plate that, you know, would be starters on just about any other team.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it was insane. I mean, love going to practice every day with those two guys. They always brought the leadership and the fire and the energy to every single practice. I mean, definitely gonna miss it a little bit this year without him. But I think my brother, he'll be able to take in their shoes. He's got he's definitely a fired up player and always ready to go. So
yeah, and that's a good segue. I was gonna mention your brother Jake. He is a 10th grader now and most likely a varsity caliber player. I'm sure he will be for the 2021 season. So what is the dynamic of your guys' relationship like?
I mean, me and my brother, we've been hitting and practicing baseball for as long as I can remember. You know, my dad, he went to Columbia, so he's always had a good arm and he's always out there helping and practicing with us. So me and my brother, we definitely have a good relationship, and we've played in a couple games before, played on a couple teams. You know, the Sachem Fall travel team, we've played together in that, and you know, he's come down to help us a few times in the summer with the Lumberjacks too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, really excited to look.
Has it been like a surreal feeling to watch him grow up and now he's going to be a varsity baseball player? I mean, I'm sure you remember, you know, watching him for the first time being on a field and then, you know, maturing into playing on the big fields and then being a JV player. And that, you know, now you guys are going to be teammates.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling. I can't wait to get out and play with him, you know, watching him, just going to his games now. And now we're going to be on the same field together. I think it's definitely going to be a really fun year.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be remiss not to mention the ace of Sachem East, you know, Rafe Schlesinger. All, if you're following in, listening to this, you probably know Rafe by now. You know, Miami commit, we ranked him as the top arm on Long Island, probably the top in the region. I mean, if you want to put him right side by side with Roman, you know, that's probably as good as it gets for a lefty-righty duo, you know, in high school. So, you know, you're the same age as him. You've watched him grow up. You know, can you tell our audience a little bit about you know, your relationship with him and how he's matured during, you know, your time together?
Yeah, I know. Me and Rafe been playing since 9U, Connecticut Chiefs. We were both on the B team, the red team together.
The B team,
yeah,
right?
We were both on the B team. Huh. And, like, you know, we always grew up and had that, you know, fire, like, oh, we're on the B team, we got to be better. And we always outworked everyone. And now it's just, like, we always thought, oh, we're going to go to the same high school. Like, are we going to remember each other? But, I mean, of course, through middle school and high school now, like, we've always been, like, good friends, and now it's a great feeling to take the field together as seniors.
Yeah, now his Q rating has been on the rise constantly. He went from, you know, being a varsity player as a 10th grader to being, you know, a top guy in the rotation and now being one of the top pitchers of his age class in the nation. Is it kind of, you know, just a real feeling thinking like we might have a draft pick on our team this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's something. You know, it doesn't really hit you, you know, that you got this kid that your friend, I mean, that's been, you've been playing forever, and now he's might get drafted out of high school. It's something that you know, it's really just a crazy thing.
Yeah, and I definitely don't want to overlook the other players. You know, I think sometimes we're guilty of hyping up certain guys and then other people feel diminished, and I don't want that to be the case because it does take a whole team to make the playoffs, which you guys did in 2019. You were, you know, a varsity player as a 10th grader. So who are some other players that, you know, maybe slip through the cracks or just don't get as much attention as you feel like they deserve?
I mean, in that 2019 team, I think a couple guys, you know, Kevin Caricato, he was our center fielder. Great defense and our leadoff hitter for the whole year. He was a great player. Alex Russo, Anthony Urbansick, our second baseman. You know, those are guys that just, you know, I think took our team to the next level that really never got the spotlight. But they were great hitters and fielders.
Yeah, it takes a whole group. You know, it's not basketball. If you have, you know, the best player on Long Island, you're just going to waltz to an undefeated season. And let's not overlook the head coach, Kevin Schnupp. Been doing it for 15 years now, won the Long Island Championship his first year in 2005. So what has it been like playing for Coach Schnupp, and what do you feel like is his strength that has allowed the program to continuously be a contender each year?
You know, I love Coach Schnupp. He took a chance on me, brought me up at the end of ninth grade, showed me what varsity was about, and let me start as a shortstop in 10th grade. So, you know, he definitely always drilled into our players, hard work, just dedication. He's always out there throwing BP to us, hitting his ground balls, whatever is necessary, you know, to get our team to the next level and be a playoff caliber team.
Mm-hmm. And you had a walk-off hit, a memorable moment in your first game that year in 2019. I remember absolutely freezing day, and you're playing against William Floyd, and you come up in the last inning. I mean, what is your mindset like in that situation? Are you thinking that you're going to win the game in that spot?
I mean, at that point, I was. It was getting dark, and I was like, oh, what's going to happen here? Are we going to have to play tomorrow or something? So, thankfully, you know, I always think I was going to get a hit. I always just had to be confident and knew I was going to get that hit. And luckily, was able to flare that outside pitch the other way and got it done for the team.
And people forget Don Willie threw three innings in that game. Yes. So, got to give him credit from coming from behind the plate in that cold weather and throwing three shutout innings was, you know, pretty remarkable. And that's the stuff that definitely gets overlooked, you know, in the course of a season. But, you know, credit where credit's due there. And let's see. So transitioning to the 2021 season, what's your guys' mindset like? Are you operating as if there's going to be a normal season next year? What do you guys know as far as when you're going to be starting up?
Yeah. So I mean, we're just normal thing like any other year. We got the fall season. We're practicing. We got a lot of new guys, younger guys. You know, but I'm pretty confident that we're still going to be a great team this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be starting in the end of April as opposed to the first week, so a little bit different, but if you want to look on the bright side, it's going to probably be about 10 degrees warmer than, you know, the first week of April. So I think that's good news. So last couple questions before I let you go here. Favorite Major League Baseball player?
Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman, from a Yankee fan to say that. So that is a little controversial, but let me touch on that there. So when you're, you know, as a Yankee fan, you're watching the team this year. They had all these injuries, and everybody kept saying they got to get healthy. They got to get healthy. Finally, they do. They put it together. So, would you say it was a disappointment, or do you think that once you get to the playoffs, that's, you know, that's all you can kind of hope for?
I mean, once you get to the playoffs, that's all you can kind of hope for. I mean, you got to just try to win it all at that point.
Yeah, and look, they had nothing to be ashamed about. It was a good season, but just saying, when you are the Yankees, obviously it's usually winner, you know, championship or bust. So, best baseball trip that you've been on?
Best baseball trip? Probably Georgia, I would say, just because of that Team Elite game.
Mm-hmm. Dream car?
Dream car? Probably BMW M3.
All right. you should have had one after the walk-off. That would have been something. You get a walk-off in your first game, you get gifted a BMW. favorite app on your phone?
Instagram.
Okay. And favorite place to get pizza?
Favorite place to get pizza? Probably Gino's.
Yes, my favorite place too. I actually was going to go there tonight. Free plug for Gino's in Lake Grand Conquement tonight. And let's see, last question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Super Bowl this year? I mean, Chiefs maybe again?
I think that's a safe bet. We will end right there. All right, guys, once again, thank you for tuning in to the Access Baseball Podcast. Thank you for Ken Courtright, State Farm Agency, for making this possible, and to ProGame for hosting us.